الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين استودع وفى. أما بعد, we were discussing the issue about women outnumbering men and how great the hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is not, and how true was Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam not. If you come in front, okay. How true was Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam not, that 1400 years ago Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam prophesied certain things. At that time it must have looked strange, but we see those very things coming real, that words of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam materializing. For instance, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, it comes in hadith, women will outnumber men, and we see that happening in the world. And then we find that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam spoke about lying becoming an art. People will speak lies, but they will have an art to it, a method, that it mustn't be caught out. We see that materializing. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, before Qiyamah there will be many new sicknesses. Before Qiyamah, we hear about sicknesses like this listeria and all different ones. Zamana, there was no thing like cancer. No one knew what cancer was all about. It was considered to be something strange in far off lands. Maybe one in a million would get it, but we see how common it is now. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned how children will rule their parents, wives will rule the husband, and how the poor will build huge, tall buildings in the haram. We see that happening. People who are very poor, they buy shares, and suddenly they find that they've got a lot of shares, but it's not real money. Some of them, then they go and take loans in building big buildings. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's very important prophecy, it means what he said, Qiyamah will not come until the women of one of the tribes, they don't make tawaf around an idol. Sahabas were surprised. A woman in Arabia, in Saudi, what we call today, making tawaf around an idol. We find they're already building mandirs there in the UAE and in Kuwait, in these places. In Saudi Arabia, they've already invited the priest and the pope and whatever it may be, and they're already speaking all religions must be catered for. So we have heard also Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali explaining that the difficulty in taking a second wife, and when is it permissible and when it's not permissible. People treat Qiyamah very lightly. We treat Qiyamah very lightly. It's like something that's, you know what, it's not going to happen. Our actions say so. Yet Qiyamah is that day that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, when I read Idashamsu Kuwirat, Surah Kuwirat, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned some other surahs also, then one sahaba, he asked Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, may parents be sacrificed upon you. I see you have some white hair. Few white hair, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, when I recite Surah Kuwirat, that is the surah concerning Qiyamah, that has caused me to age. Can we understand? Now you think we worry. You see how we recklessly make guna, we carelessly make guna, we celebrate our guna, we propagate our guna, we encourage others to make guna, and we think we are very smart. At the end of the day, I'm a hell of a smart guy, I'm a hell of a clever guy. See what happens to us on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah. May yashfa hasanatan fawakiful mina wa may yashfa shafaatan sayatayya kullahu nasibu mina wa kama qala Allah. Whosoever propagates a sin, he gets his sin also, and the one who commits that sin, he gets his sin also. Not only your own. You went to propagate that sin. You lured, you invited others, you gave them guts, you dared them. So you also take his guna also and your own also. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Kareem concerning this year that لِيَحْمِلُوا أَوْزَارُمْ كَامِلَةِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَمِنْ أَوْزَارِ الَّذِينَ يُضِلُّونَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ. So that they will carry the burden of their sins as well as the burden of the sins whom they had misled without knowing that they are misleading them. It's one thing just we do something wrong. It's another thing you say, you know what, I saw a certain film. You must watch it, man. You must check this here. You walk away. You don't understand. You have put a bait in front of that boy. Now that other person wants to see it. When he commits a sin, Qiyamah Day, you're going to see, you're going to pay for his sin also. May Allah grant us hidayat in Niktofiq. We carry on further. One can understand that Allah Ta'ala has kept mustahabbat with the farais and wajibat of the sharia. The sharia has got farais, it's faras, then it's wajib, then it's sunnah. In sunnah there is mu'akkada, ghair mu'akkada, then there is mustahab. One is an option here. Together with the necessities, some aspects have been kept as mustahab, meritorious, and mustahsanat, commendable. It's another word. It's the same like mustahab. Mustahsanat is also the equivalent of mustahab. One is a choice. Why is that? The reason is that entry into Jannah is not dependent on these, but they are there to attain elevated ranks. So you're not going to be deprived of Jannah because you never did a mustahab. No one is going, Allah Pak is not going to say to anyone, you didn't do the mustahab, now you don't go to Jannah. So why is there mustahab? That once in Jannah, we will want higher stages. To get at higher stages, you have to have mustahab. Let's take an example. To fill your stomach, I can give you a slice of bread and butter. Let's just call it faras. You eat. But if I say have a bit of jam, you're going a little bit of a higher level now, it is some jam also worth. And if you say, okay, if you forget a jam, let's make some chips. You can make a sandwich. You have a smile. And you say, put a couple of sausages also there. You can make a nice sandwich. And the smile grows bigger. And you say, you know what, give them some mustard sauce and tomato sauce. Subhanallah. Now the subhanallah even comes out. Although just to eat food, a slice of bread was enough. But by adding these extra things, you are going to enjoy a better meal. By complying to the mustahabbat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to give us higher ranks, inshallah, in Jannah. Allah ta'ala, the statement of Allah ta'ala is, وَلِكُلِّنْ دَرَجَاتٌ مِمَّا عَمِلُوا. And for all these will be assigned ranks according to what they do. For all the people, what you do, you are going to get in the Akhirah. What we do, we are going to get, even if it is the equivalent of giving a hoof, or animal's hoof in sadaqah, you are going to get it staged. For that little, what it's nothing to us, we gave it. Maybe just to get rid of it. But the thawab will be there on the day of Qiyamah. Just as there are those who desire to progress to higher levels in worldly matters, one should also have a desire to progress to higher levels in matters of the Akhirah. For the dunya, people make a huge effort, very great effort, that they must progress. They must go, if they have got a matric certificate, they want to go and do the BA. After the BA, then they want to go and do the MA. After that, they want to furthermore, progress. They all are searching. Everything a bit better than what they have. They want to progress. So, take worldly ranks. A lowly ranked civil servant is very punctual. He carries out his duties in a good and systematic manner. With fairness and justice. Civil servant is who? People work for the government, you call him civil servant. In the Home Affairs, in the post office. Yesterday, like I went to the Home Affairs, and whoever was assisting me was very helpful, extremely helpful, in going out of their way to try and make sure they spend 20, 25 minutes. Very helpful. Systematic fairness. Yes, you did put in your application. We do see this here. His superior is happy with him. They've got superiors checking their work. And he gets promoted. He keeps on progressing till he becomes head of the regional office from a simple town where he, because the person is hardworking, you come to know, the news goes out, they are first in the office, they are the last to leave, people write letters congratulating, please promote this person, everyone else feels embarrassed, look at how hard this person, they give him promotion, it is automatic. Whenever you sacrifice, you have to advance. Very important to make a serious attempt to constantly progress with our iman and our a'mal and our ilm. The more we try, the more barakah comes in. Allah Ta'ala increases a person in status according to his sacrifices. He keeps on nice in a regional office. And then he progresses to become head at the main office. Many politicians, some people who are the president of the country, you take the Indian president, the current Indian president of India, or the prime minister, used to sell chai. In the train, he used to walk around with a kettle, chai, chai, garam, garam, chai, he used to serve people, 2 rupees. And there came a day, he was made prime minister of whole of India. And when he went into parliament the first day to give a speech, he started crying. Why? They were surprised. He was crying. And they asked him, why are you crying? He said, no, there was a day. I remember I was a small boy. I used to sell tea to support my parents. They were very poor. And today I'm the Prime Minister of India. Allah Ta'ala, whether it is kufr or kuffar or Muslims or mu'minin, whoever sacrifices, Allah Ta'ala is surely going to reward that person. Surely he must be rewarded. It is impossible that you don't sacrifice. Not sacrifice with anger. Oh, I have to do it. That's not called sacrificing. Imagine someone slaughtering a sheep, Qurbani time, and he says, oh, I'm doing it just because I have to do it. You won't feel like even eating the sheep. He said, well, look at his near. You must do it willingly and happily. You must understand, in it is a lot of good for me. I will win the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The creation will be happy. My parents are going to be happy. And Allah has promised he's going to reward me one day. And if I run away from sacrificing, I don't want to sacrifice. Mentally, I put a big, huge bowl in my mind. I can't do it. I just can't. I can't. But if it was for some worldly benefit, you would do it. If it was for some worldly benefit, if there was a huge benefit for you. If they had to say, for instance, for 1 month, read the Hajjud every day, we're going to give you an Umrah ticket at the end of the month, or a Hajj ticket, you will find strength somehow or the other. If you, that is also if you got still some shame. If you have become so shameless, still I won't be able to do it. Then we're not talking to you. You've passed the limit of having haya. So from a tea seller, the person who sells tea, till the prime minister. Our own previous president, he used to herd cattle and cows when he was small. He came, became prime minister, president of the country. Another example, an ordinary policeman starts off as a constable. He progresses to become an inspector. Then he goes on to become the superintendent. They go stage by stage. They get promotion. So due to outstanding performance, the word is outstanding performance, the individual progresses higher and higher in official ranks. This should be our effort as far as the Akhirah is concerned. That individual, that policeman, or that person who works in a post office or at home affairs also has to take a taxi. They also have to go into the cold. It is raining. They also have children. They also have fever. They also are sick. But no, we have to go. We have to go. Our job. One teacher in Roshni, I think for 40 some years, odd years, he has never missed 1 day class. Not 1 day, I read about 3-4 years ago. Not 1 day he missed teaching. So dedicated. I read even likewise about a nurse, night shift. For about 30-40 years, not 1 night missed. Every night they go. They've got a dedication for the dunya. Why shouldn't we have the dedication for the akhirat? Why did Allah Ta'ala, if this was not possible, why is it said, وَلِكُلِّنْ دَرَجَاتُ مِمَّا عَمِلُوا. If you think, no, it's not possible for me to strive more, to remember Allah more, to observe the sunnah more, to stay away from the dunya more, not only doing good deeds, staying away from bad deeds. No, I can't do a bad deed. I will sink in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala, I'll become lowly. I become diminished. In Allah's eyes, I'm just like how we see a trim. You can have the smartest clothing on and the smartest car, but in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala, you're worse than a tramp. You saw a tramp, you don't worry, we look at him, we don't even want to touch his hand. You're not even worth me because your life is lived in disobedience. Thus is the very meaning of the verse that every individual will attain ranks according to his amal. Entry into Jannah is dependent on iman, and elevated stages are dependent on taqwa. There is a certain ayat in the Quran Kareem. You say, a hafiz over here? As he used to ask. Nobody is speaking. A hafiz prays and recited a relevant ayat. And one hafiz up, because as he was not a hafiz of Quran. Very well, what is the ayat? It is the following. Kanu qaleelam minal layli ma yahja'un. They used to sleep only a little of the night. Allah Ta'ala is saying that amongst my bondsmen and servants, they are also those who sleep very little at night. And when dawn approaches, they then repent abundantly. وَبِلْ أَسْحَارِهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. If before the dawning of each day, they would seek forgiveness. When dawn approaches, they repent in abundance. The major part was spent in ibadah. They separated their sides from the places of comfort. This appears in Surah Al-Iflam in Sajda. The ayat is, تَتَجَافَ جُنُوبُهُمْ عَنِ الْمَضَاجِعِ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ خَوْفَ وَطَمَعَ. Their sides are separated from their beds while they call their Rabb out of fear and hope. Allahu Akbar. That's called living. Not at night we can't sleep, we are busy with haram. Our thoughts are drowned in haram. Our ideas are haram. Our plans are haram. Where are you going to have the tawfiq? Where will we have the tawfiq to wake up for tahajjud? At night already that time, make shukr I had one more day to live. Oh Allah, make maaf the gunas I have. Read 21 times astaghfirullah. Make a firm resolve, tomorrow I'll be a better person. And in the middle of the night when we can't sleep, don't sit and calculate our imaginary fortunes and our pleasures, because we don't know what the day holds tomorrow. They spend the night worrying about tomorrow, ibadah. People who are hafizul Quran, read in your heart. Read with your heart. You're conversing with Allah Pak. You're alone with Allah Pak. Whatever ayat you want, if you can't start from one place of the Quran, if the work is about kachaya there, then choose a favorite ruku in each para. Let me read this ruku. Second para, I read this ruku. Short rukus, long rukus, rukus that you know your meaning, the meaning of. You will find one such ruku that you know. You spend your mind making tilawat. The world is sleeping. The world is snoring. The world is dreaming. We are conversing, or you are conversing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How lucky are you not? And then when you wake up, tahajjud time, first thing after your tahajjud namaz, you lift your hand, you say, Allahumma fili, oh Allah, forgive me, oh Allah, forgive me. Oh Allah, make me maaf. Wabil ashari, at the time of sihri, if dawn, whom yastaghfirun, they make istighfar unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In another para, possibly in the 26th, it is stated that a major part of the night is spent in ibadah, and is sleep very little. Despite this, as dawn approaches, remember, all night they were in ibadah. So when the morning comes, despite this ibadah, they make istighfar. See, as a principle has been enunciated, because the kitab of law is principles and hardly any secondary details. Yes, a few such details may be found. We now need to see its application. One principle has been laid down. The principle is what? That has been laid down. Pious friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, obviously those who want that. Those who want to be friends of people, of just for the sake of worldly friendship, and their minds are only on one, two things in life, where are they going to turn and find Allah ta'ala? Because their mind is filled with other things. It's filled with business. It's filled with plans of further dunya. Our minds must be all the time filled with plans to befriend Allah. How can I make myself even more beloved to Allah? What can I do to make my Allah more happy? That is the first usul. Allah Ta'ala grant us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. Insha'Allahu Ta'ala.